Don't put things, negative things in the chart. I can say that 20 times. And invariably, we're going to have somebody here that's going to have problems with something negative going in the chart. Follow up. If you know a patient's got a problem, if you think it's a problem patient, you need to follow up. I don't care whether it's a call that night, the next day, over Saturday or Sunday, that 3-minute conversation you have with Ms. Smith, because you had a complicated root canal, will save you a lot of headaches down the road. Or have your staff do it. And then your staff has to say, hey, you know what? This is a little bit more than what we're seeing here. She's having some problems, not you need to call her. And then you need to call her. You need to have follow-up. Fair to discharge. You guys don't know when to discharge the fire patients. What happens is that you see Mary Smith on the chart, it's like, oh God, there she is. Her husband's back, the kids are back, I hate the whole family, but you know, but I love them and I gotta deal with them. And every time they come in, you think, this is horrible. And they bleed you, and they bleed you, and we all have those patients, and they bleed you. And next year you're working for free and you're on their annuity. You know, it's just the way it is. You gotta get rid of those patients, because they will kill you. So if all of a sudden you got a patient, they don't, and you know you gotta dismiss them, but you don't dismiss them for 2 years. But all of a sudden, Mary Smith comes back, you're stuck with that patient because you didn't send out a letter saying 30 days, I can't help you anymore. Unfortunately, your treatment is beyond, you know, what I can do. You know, I'm sorry. Get rid of it, formalize it. Because if you just stack it away and hope they go away, it'll never happen. You got to give them notice, put it in writing, say certified, get rid of it, formalize the process. I go to conferences and I'll speak and they'll say, well, we can't fire patients. Yes, you can. They don't know that they can fire patients. Document the steps, written notes. Don't send them a fax. Don't send them an email. Don't send them a text. Sorry, we can't help you. Get rid of them. It's amazing what happens is when you send a regular and certified mail. The certified they'll never get. The regular mail they'll get. So when you send out that discharge letter, you put on there via certified mail with terms requested and regular U.S. mail. Or email. Amazing. So when that patient comes in, you have to have permission to communicate anything by email under HIPAA. So you guys should have a form authorizing communication via email. So then you've got the three avenues, email, regular, and certified email.